Title track from her album Valentine, Snail Mail, Jared's number 5. Yeah, great record. Another one that I think if we extended our lists to 30, we would have a lot more crossover this year. I think you had some that I would put between 21 and 30, and I maybe had some that you might have ended up with. But
I think if we extended our list to 30, you might...
I would lose my mind. It's true.
You might lose your mind.
I have enough trouble. Yeah, no, it's true. Number 4. Okay, so this is actually one, and I mean, I've established this over many years, like a hard and fast rule that EPs don't count for my year-end albums list. But this might be the one that like broke me a little. I almost considered including the EP because it's 6 tracks, but it's about 25 minutes, which some, you know, jazz records clock in it, and front to back, a fantastic listen. LA pop singer songwriter Nia, her EP is called If I Should Die. It's the second EP she's released. So the track Macaroni Salad is like kind of the tippy top of the mountain, but the whole record is a one heck of a climb. Nia Bertino is based in LA, where she's a producer and director in addition to her music career. Great music videos, has done some really cool covers and stuff like that. But man, Macaroni Salad, fantastic track. And then number 3, another record where I could have seriously considered putting the whole record on the top 20 list, but there was one real standout track, and that's Glory Strum's brackets Loneliness of the Long Distance Runner by His Golden Messenger, Durham, North Carolina band led by MC Taylor. The album was quietly blowing it, released on Merge in June. Pitchfork dismissed this record as light music for dark times, but to me it had a real like Neil Young Harvest vibe that was perfect for like a nice quiet summer and carried me into the fall. More recently, Taylor has released some Christmas tunes on his Bandcamp as a fundraiser, and he regularly posts tracks in support of local schools and charitable organizations. So I do want to recommend folks check out the His Golden Messenger Bandcamp site to support great causes and check out great music. This song, fantastic harmonica line. And if you're not in from like the first 5 seconds of this track, I can't help you, because that's how long it took me to buy in on this song.
Pretty interesting, actually, the reviews I read of that His Golden Messenger record, because if you followed MC Taylor's career, you know, like he started off as a very sort of sparse, folky singer-songwriter, but has increasingly incorporated more sort of electric elements, horns, and a lot more soul to it. So I really dug the record. I thought it was really, really good. I've always kind of wondered, and then when it popped up on your list, if it was a nod to the Bell and Sebastian song, The Loneliness of the Long Distance Runner, right? Because it's almost the exact same song title.
Right. It could be.
Doesn't really seem. It doesn't really seem
same name too. So
true. Doesn't really seem like two acts that would intersect. But and I had forgotten about the books.
So. I guess if the Venn diagram, I'm the middle of that overlapping sure, circle, exactly. Because I'm there the like, lifelong Bell and Sebastian fan,
there you
who
go.
Also digs that new record.
Huh, there you go. Coming in at number 4 for me and number 3 respectively. 2 more singles. Both came out on Dead Oceans. Number 4 is the first song from one of my eagerly anticipated 2022 releases, another collaboration from Krang Bin and Leon Bridges. They put out an EP last year called Texas Sun.
I think it was last spring, summer. Yeah.
Yeah. Last spring, last summer. Texas Sun. Well, this record that's coming out early 2022 is called Texas Moon. And this song, B-side, is absolutely amazing. Just funky, groovy. And then Leon Bridges comes in with the vocal, does what he does. Definitely check out the video for this one as well. It's like an awesome short film. Kind of looks like it's got the same sort of feel as like a showdown in the old West, but is not quite that. Definitely check it out. My number four song, Krangbin and Leon Bridges and B-side. And then number three for me, it was Mitski. And the first single that she released, she just released another one not so long ago. She's got a brand new record coming out, I think, in February. But this song, Working the Knife, is pretty jaw-dropping. I would go out on a limb and say that Mitski definitely appears in the top three artists listened on Lily's Spotify this year. Might even be number one. There was a late push from Taylor Swift, but I loved Mitski before this year, but got to appreciate Mitski through someone else's eyes, and definitely loved this song. This was one of the text sends that I listened to immediately. My number three song of the year, Mitski and Working the Knife.
Tell me now, how high is the ladder? Yeah, I'm drunk right now. No words that matter, and if karma saves, just words waiting on a feel like I'm insane. Tell me now, what's in the aura? Yeah, I'm stuck right now, stuck on my horoscope. If karma saves, just words waiting on a feel like I'm time slipping away. Done. Just a little taste is so hard to find. You can try and find a job, try and understand the numbers in the lonely hour of the long distance running. I know that there's good in. Why is it such a hard time? If I can feel it, wait till daylight. So full of wonder, just me and a friend named Jimmy Thunder. So people catching moon, gangs all here. Feel crazy, easy, stay there. Such a hard time. If I can't feel it, wait till daylight. I know that there's good in it. Why is it such a hard time? If I can't feel it. Thank you. far away in another bay. Hard it out to move, but just as your pillow, waiting for your love. You in all the ways, in another place. All I'm thinking of, just can't get enough.
But I just chose wrong. I start the day.
Jared's number three, Mitski, with Working the Knife. Strong early contender in the 2022 long list sweepstakes, based on the two tracks that she's released so far, and obviously based on past history from that artist. So the Spotify thing with the Taylor Swift overtaking Mitski, is that because like that one song is 10 minutes and it's like volume of like length you've listened to something, or is it you know, just
don't ask me.
I don't know how these algorithms go.
I don't know how these rankings work. The Taylor versions, very, very, very smart, that Taylor Swift. The Taylor versions got a lot of play in the back half of 2021 in my house. And they were on a number of playlists that got sent my way. I think Taylor, I don't know. You know, maybe I'll have to consult. Maybe next year Lily can join us and provide her own list.
Her Spotify.
Yeah, exactly. Wrapped. Explain, yeah. Spotify for us two old men. Yes.
We are down to the last two tracks on our singles list. My number two, another fantastic record that had several songs that were strong contenders and made it a contender on the albums list. Yola, UK country soul artists, Stand For Myself. Want to shout out Starlight, which I think is a fantastic track, but the one that really caught my ears and just kept going back to it as one of my favorite songs was Dancing Away in Tears. It's the number two track on the record, and I always think about albums in terms of like baseball batting order, and you got your leadoff hitter, but then your number two hitter can be a very important person in terms of some power and you know, good contact, and Dancing Away in Tears is the number two track on the record. This came out on Easy Eye Sound, which is Dan Auerbach's label. He produced the record with Yola. She played Interstellar Rodeo back in 2017. I got the opportunity to talk to her in the lead up to Interstellar Rodeo. At the time she had, you know, a prior record, but I knew based on seeing her live that there was more in store, and this record certainly proved that. My number one song of the year, kind of a sad one in a way, because the artist who gave it to us passed away in September after releasing this record. Dr. Lonnie Smith, the cosmic soul jazz legend, who played the Hammond B3 organ, among other instruments. He released Breathe back in March. It was his third album for Blue Note since he returned to the label in 2016, after his affiliation with the label back in the 60s. This one just finally came out on vinyl after just being released digitally and on CD back in the spring. Really good record, but the song that got me is his collaboration with Iggy Pop, who surprisingly is a fantastic jazz vocalist on this track called Why Can't We Live Together, and a real balm at times over another tumultuous year, a plea for peace and a hope to, you know, find unity in humanity, beautiful track that I kept going back to, and one of his lasting and last gifts, Dr. Lonnie Smith.
Yeah, that track, I mean, when I saw the pairing, I was like, what the hell? Although, you know, at this point, I probably shouldn't doubt fantastic musicians. I shouldn't doubt Iggy Pop. I mean, he's done lots of really interesting things. And I think that, you know, one of many, many great artists that we did lose in 2021, it's nice, and I think it's a credit to Dr. Lonnie Smith's career that he can go out on a real high note with a fantastic record like that. So coming in at number two for me, Toronto MC Deja SB and the song Throw That Back. off of Polaris shortlist record Head Above Waters. And this one was brought to my attention by our pal Ness. He helps produce a program here called Broken Headphones. And he'll send me an interview every week, and then we kind of flesh it out, the back end of it, with music that has been sort of floating his boat. And, you know, he's always very, very quick to recommend really, really interesting new Canadian hip hop and funk and soul. And one of the tracks that he recommended was Deja SB, and I had no idea about them, and this was the track that sort of spoke to me and was one of my most listened songs this year. It's just, I mean, as the name might indicate, is a throwback to hip hop that I love, late 90s, early 2000s. Boom bap and Native Tongues type stuff, just quick witted lyricism and fantastic performer. Fingers crossed, if things go ahead, and who knows, I don't make any plans these days, but Deja SB is supposed to be coming to town as part of Winterruption 2022. I believe they're playing at the Goodwill, and would be a performance that I would love to see. And then coming in at number one, probably the song that I listened to the most this year, no surprise, it's another act that Lily turned me on to, A Girl in Red. The performer out of Norway, her name is Marie Ulven, and I think that, you know, like you talk about the Lonnie Smith song and how it kind of evoked the sort of gamut of emotion that ran throughout 2021. This song, Serotonin, the exact same way, perfectly encapsulates the up and down feelings that have punctuated this up and down year, really. It's from a really, really good record called If I Could Make It Go Quiet. Produced by a guy named Phineas, and just amazing stuff. Super young performer too, so I'm very, very excited to see where Girl in Red's career goes from here, because off the start, it's, you know, definitely a solid foundation. And yeah, my favorite song of the year for 2021, Girl in Red with Serotonin.
to live together. What can we do together? No more war, no more war, no more war. Just a little piece of this world. No more war, no more war. Some peace in this world. Everybody wants to live together. Why can't we be together?
Together. Hell no. This shit ain't getting too easy. But yo, I got a question. What do you deserve? What do you deserve from me? What do you deserve? What do you deserve from me? What do you deserve? What do you deserve from me? What do you deserve? Not a goddamn thing. Throw that pitch, dog, and watch me swing. Don't bench me or try to box me in. I don't need you, I got these ends. Just sit back there and watch me win. They try so hard to make me mad. I stay in love and in my bag. All this cash fall right in my lap. It make me feel like life ain't bad, but I know better than that. In that trash, stop letting them rap. I stay up late night, where Letterman at? Mad stripes on the cloth, this is veteran rap. I pay dues when needed. Ain't no money in the game, I already know you fools ain't eating. And you ain't on my level, so I know that's fact. My girl, like an old record, how she throw that back? Throw that back, throw that back, I said. Throw that back, my girl, like an old record, how she throw that back, ayy. Throw that back, throw that back, I said. Find a love like BET. Throw the trap up on a CDG. Tryna say I'm too big for shorts. This ass is big up in the CD's knees. Tryna trade me off like I'm CP3. Cause they don't wanna see me ballin' on the TV screen. She wrestling the thoughts of me or him. I'll give her man crush Monday a DDT. I just want a crib where they think I can't afford it. Neighbors get mad when they see me in the morning. When I heard your record, I was sleepy, I was snoring. You gon' be mad when you see me in the foreign. Y'all ain't humble, tryna stay face. Career treadmill, just running in place. I don't know how, but I gotta get paid. And she gotta get paid, so I'm in the strip club like, ayy. Throw that back, throw that back, I said. Throw that back, my girl like an old record, how she throw that back, ayy. Throw that back, throw that back, I said. Throw that back, my girl like an old record, how she throw that back, yeah. Throw that back, throw that back, I said. Throw that back, my girl like an old record, how she throw that back, yeah. Throw that back, throw that back, I said. Throw that back, my girl like an old record, how she throw that back, yeah. Throw that
Hey, so we've made our way through our favorite, respectively, our favorite 20 songs of the year. And now we're going to transition to the main course, I guess, you know,
that's, the albums. That's the appetizers. These are the entrees.
Well, I mean, I don't know how big the long list for your songs is. I don't know if I want to know, but.
So, you know. I mean, songs specifically, I had 54.
Yeah.
But that's not counting albums where songs ended up.
Coming from
as well. So it's, as for albums, 164.
Yeah, I think I clocked in somewhere at about 60-ish, give or take. So, yeah, we'll call the albums the main course.
Yeah, no, I think it makes sense. Also, we're focused much more on the whole record, right? We want people to, as much as I was recommending songs from albums that I had on my long list, these are the ones where it's like, listen to the whole thing. We're going to play one song off of it, but man, I would encourage people to, you know, go to Bandcamp if they can and check these records out.
Never before has it actually been, I guess, easier to buy an album, even though in a lot of instances, you're not buying a physical copy of a record, right? You know, I know that we're both big proponents of Bandcamp Fridays.
Yep.
and Bandcamp as a platform in general. So yeah, I mean, it makes sense that, it seems that every year, you know, people talk about, well, it was a bad year for music, yet somehow we seem to find, 60 and 160 plus records respectively. So, you know, and I think that as COVID unfortunately continues to stretch forward, you know, people are gonna just keep being creative and doing things, writing music, writing albums, as a coping mechanism. So
yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, I'm going to kick it off. Coming in at number 20 for me, something that came totally out of left field, an act called the American Cream Band, which is a horrible name. I'll just put this out there. But it's a fantastic record. It's called Dark Hemisphere. It came out on Moonglyph, and the American Cream Band is essentially one guy sort of at its center, a guy named Nathan Nelson, and he's from northern Minnesota, in and around Duluth, the Iron Range, and he's got a rotating cast of performers and characters who will routinely come to a house that he rents, and they just make music. And this album, Dark Hemisphere, is the product of one of those recording sessions. And it's very post-rock, atmospheric, sort of long, drawn-out, dark songs. And it's really, really beautiful. And I came about this album because it was released on my birthday, and on my birthday, I got an email from Bandcamp saying, hey, it's your birthday. Come check out these new releases. And this was one of them, and it's fantastic, and I really, really love it. So I'm going to play the final track on the album. It's called Nocturnal Precognition, and definitely seek this one out. It is well worth your time. Coming in at number 19 for me, Micaiah McRaven and his record Deciphering the Message. I believe his record last year came in at maybe my number 2 album, the Gil Scott-Heron Reimagination. This one, as I mentioned, called Deciphering the Message, came out on Blue Note, and it's kind of an interesting release in that it's remixes and reimagining of classics from the Blue Note record vault. And you know, Mikaiah McRaven is an amazing performer, one of the best drummers in the world, bar none. And on this record, he's backed by a serious team of heavy hitters, including Matt Gold, Marquise Hill, Deshaun Jones, Jeff Parker, Junis Paul, Joel Ross, and Greg Ward. And like I said, they picked some of their favorite tracks from the Blue Note record vault, and they re-recorded parts, they reincorporated parts, and it's just a really, really interesting listen. As a jazz fan, it's really cool to see some of the best players today taking a look back at some of the best players of yesteryear, right? And so the track that I picked is, it's called Tranquility, originally recorded by Bobby Hutcherson, and it's my number 19 record, Mikaiah McRaven and Deciphering the Message.
Yeah, the Mikaiah was a late cut for me. Definitely a strong contender. It reminded me of the Mad Lib.
Exactly. Blue Note record. Exactly.
Where he's taking kind of the framework for from past works and recontextualizing it. And then I think there was a compilation maybe beginning of this year or end of last year called Blue Note Reimagined. There was like a collection of different artists and producers kind of doing something similar.
Yeah. And I mean, there's been a number of those.
Yeah.
Sort of throughout the years. And it's just, it's, to me, it's always interesting, like some of those other sort of reimagined, right? It's like it's a compilation record where it's like, you know, artist A covering artist Y, right?
Yeah.
But this Mikaiah McRaven, he put together like just a stunning collection of players, and and you can hear throughout the album how much they actually care about the source material as well, right? I mean, they make it their own, but certainly paying deference to the original stuff as well.
If you like what you hear from this Mikaiah McRaven record when you hear it now, keep your ears peeled for about a month down the line, the Chicago Experiment coming out on Rope-A-Dope. Mikaiah is on there, Jeff Parker's on there. It's another great kind of collaborative jazz record that's in the offing, and Jared and I both had the good fortune to hear it a little bit ahead of time. I'm going to keep it on the jazz tip. My number 20 is from jazz trumpeter Theo Croker, whose Star People Nation in 2019 was in my top 20. His latest is called Black to Life, A Future Past, came out on Sony Music Masterworks. At 36 years old, this is already his sixth record. Really prolific young jazz trumpeter. As much as I loved the last record, the album art on Star People Nation left a little something to be desired. It came back in a big way with a fantastic cover image for Black to Life, A Future Past. Really reminded me of Idris Akamor and other kind of like astral jazz records. If you get a chance to Google image search Black to Life, A Future Past, strongly recommend that. Features some great collaborations and really just head trip kind of jazz. We're going to hear a track called Soul Call, Vibrate. And then number 19 for me, originally from Florida, but now living in Nashville, artist Kaylee Rutledge released her album Tender Heart. She'd previously recorded under a moniker, but this is her first one under her own name. I had the good fortune to talk to Kaylee about this record around the time of its release on my show. Kind of like country feist would be kind of the pithy kind of quick summation of it. Great attention to song craft, catchy melodies, and some really honest lyrics. And I'm going to play the title track for this one. This is one of the ones I played in the car a lot with the kids. And one day I was driving and I happened to hear my 5-year-old humming along to the chorus. And so I pulled over and took a quick little snap video of it and sent it to Kaylee, because of course this was after I'd interviewed her, and she was just blown away with it. And I just wanted to kind of shout that out and just thank her for the music that created this memory for me in my life. So Kaylee Rutledge's Tender Heart.
Found it, cause